Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Tuesday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Governor Tim Walz is in Beltrami County today. Minnesota Timberwolves announcing some changes in the front office, and community leaders are coming together in the aftermath of the tragic shooting of an 11-year-old boy. But first, unionized workers represented by the Minnesota Nurses Association in the Twin Cities and Duluth have authorized their contract negotiators to call a strike as soon as next month.
The vote authorizes a strike by some 15,000 nurses in the Twin Cities and Duluth. This comes as negotiations continue for nurses at 13 hospitals. Jess Busselman is one of the union's negotiators and says the talks are not going well.
Alina needs to remember, it's the workers who've kept these hospitals running. It's the nurses who show up day and night for people in those beds. We shouldn't have to march on the streets just to be treated with respect. But if that's what it takes, we'll be out there.
The union must give a 10-day notice before a walkout can start. In St. Paul, Al Schock, Newstalk 830 WCCO.
A private funeral is scheduled this Saturday to remember the life of Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark.
That service starts at 10:30 Saturday morning, and space is limited, but it will be live stream. On Friday, the Hortmans will lie in state at the state capitol, and the public can pay respects from noon till 5. Governor Walz making the announcement of the services this morning. Hortman is the first woman to lie in state at the Capitol, an honor given to fewer than 20 Minnesotans.
That's our Susie Jones reporting. Hortman and her husband were shot and killed on June 14th. Their golden retriever also died after being shot in the attack. All three of them will lie in state on Friday. Meanwhile, Governor Tim Walz is in Beltrami County today, getting a look at the damage from the weekend storms. Dozens of buildings were damaged or completely destroyed, and power remains out for thousands of people as high winds tore through the area. Jacob Sender is with the National Weather Service.
I've seen wind damage, but nothing like this. This is when people compare things to larger scale wind events like hurricanes.
The wind also downed hundreds of trees, and there are arborists on hand today, too, looking at the scope of the situation. Police in St. Paul are investigating the shooting of two 15-year-old boys outside of a community center last night. It happened around 10:30 near Wales and Arch Streets. Both were found a few hundred feet apart, suffering from non-life-threatening injuries, and were taken to Regents Hospital for treatment. No ID of either and no arrests yet as police try to piece together what happened. And community leaders are coming together in the aftermath of the tragic shooting of an 11-year-old boy.
It's the worst of the worst when it's a kid. When it is a kid who lost their life to senseless violence with guns.
Standing on the corner of Dowling and Penn, a Mother's Love founder, Lisa Clements, was there to comfort the family, praising the police, too, for putting up a tent to cover the boy's body.
I've been asking for these for years because it gave this baby a sense of privacy. They didn't put him on display for everybody to see and videotape and take pictures of. They gave him dignity and respect, and that matters to me.
She says more needs to be done to keep young people busy and working this summer. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The Minneapolis City Council is getting ready to approve a contract for its safety camera pilot program. Technology company Nova Global's proposal was approved yesterday by a city committee, and the full council will vote on it. Everything is expected to be in place by September, where cameras will be installed in 5 locations to provide automatic enforcement of speed limits. The pilot program is expected to last through 2029, and Minneapolis city officials say they may have up to 42 camera locations by then. It's possible the program will be expanded to include the enforcement of red lights. And it's out with the old and in with the new. Minnesota Timberwolves announcing some changes in the front office as the official transfer of ownership took place yesterday. Wolves Chief Operating Officer Ryan Tankey and Chief Executive Officer Ethan Kasson are no longer with the organization. Meanwhile, some big freeway closures coming this weekend. MnDOT says both 494 and 35W will be closed in Bloomington and Richfield so crews can remove the WB 494 bridge over 35W. 494 between Highway 100 and Highway 77 and 35W between 494 and Highway 62 will be closed from 10 p.m. Friday until 5 a.m. Monday. Finally, Minnesota chef Andrew Zimmern is looking to serve up some hope at this year's Taste of Minnesota Festival in downtown Minneapolis. In a time when many Minnesotans may be seeking solace in celebration, Zimmern is highlighting the Foodie Festival returning July 5th as a vibrant source of joy and community spirit.
Gatherings of the community, I think, is something that we need to do more of in Minnesota. As the years have gone by, starting with COVID and the tragic murder of George Floyd, and then just a few weekends ago with the horrific assassination here in our state, we have so many reasons to come together as a community and celebrate what makes us great.
The festival will be located along Washington Avenue and Nicollet Mall and is expected to draw hundreds of thousands for food, music, and fun. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.